listening to Seth Goldstein Reporting, a series on Anchor from Raging Chicken Press. Find us online at ragingchickenpress.org. Okay, let's talk about weed. Yes, I'm not talking about the weeds of dandelions or anything like that. And I know you weren't thinking that. I know you know what I'm talking about. Marijuana. Now, there are many medicinal purposes for marijuana. And, you know, some of them really do help with cancer treatments, glaucoma, anxiety even. And the fact that the federal government is trying to crack back down on marijuana, put people in jail for it, all that stuff is ridiculous. As you can see from most of my recordings, I like the word ridiculous because we live in a very ridiculous time. All these states are starting to legalize marijuana in some shape or form, be it medicinally, you know, via like medical marijuana or recreationally, like in Colorado, D.C., and Washington State, and California, and other places. Now, I agree that there needs to be some controls. If you drive under the influence of marijuana, it should carry the same penalties, if not more, of, you know, driving under the influence of said substance. It should be relegated to 21 plus, because that's generally where people are thought to be more responsible, even though you can get drafted and vote when you're 18. But, and apparently you can get an assault rifle when you're 18 right now, which is ridiculous. Again, there's the word. But the healing properties of marijuana, and maybe not the THC part, but the rest of the chemicals in it, are amazing. It's natural. It can get us off of the opioid epidemic that we're on. But we are up against a battle here. We're up against Jeff Sessions, the weasel of the Justice Department. We're up against the pharmaceutical companies that want to push these opioids and are pushing us into an opioid epidemic. It's because of these companies that were in this. So I'd love to hear what you think. What do you think about weed, marijuana, you know, swag, excuse me. And just let me know your thoughts. This is Seth Goldstein from Raging Chicken Press, and this is me reporting about weed. Okay, we need to talk about this. Agitpai, the Trump FCC appointed minion, hooligan, chairman of the FCC, has overturned the net neutrality rulings. Coming up soon, they will get defeated, and we will not have net neutrality. This is horrible for anyone who needs and uses the internet, which is everybody. We need to fight back. We need to say that the internet is for everyone, not just the big corporations. We need to fight back and make sure Agitpai and Donald Trump know that we are watching them and we are going to hold them accountable, because we need the internet to be free. We are in a so-called free country, and we're going the way of Turkey. That is not a free country. That controls the internet, controls what people see. This is ridiculous. Once again, there's the word. And we need to fight back. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Post your thoughts in the voicemail, and we'll have a chat about it. This is Seth Goldstein reporting for the Raging Chicken Press. Catch you on the flip side. These new net neutrality rules, if they go into effect, will affect the freedom of speech of everyone in this country, not just the rich, but the poor and the middle class. It is a fundamental right to have the freedom of speech. Without it, we are not a democracy. We are a totalitarian regime. That being said, we need to get out in the streets and protest. We need to make sure that we show Agitpai and his cronies that we're not going to take their crap. That we need to get Congress to overrule Agitpai and FCC's decision. If we don't, it's going to be a complete disaster.
That's it this morning, folks. Tune in later on Anchor. I'll have more for you. This is Seth Goldstein reporting for the Raging Chicken Press. Please, if you like what I'm doing and like what we're doing over at RagingChickenPress.org, go to our Patreon. And for as little as $5 a month, you can support this independent progressive media and stop the big right-wing news oligarchs from taking over the airwaves and the internet. Go to patreon.com/RC Press. That's patreon.com/RC Press.